If you've heard of the city of Amritsar in India, it may well be because of this. The Golden Temple. That's the sound of the priests there leading the daily act of worship before dawn. Amritsar is known worldwide as the holy city of the Sikhs, and also as the place where Prime Minister Indira Gandhi confronted Sikh separatists, an act that led to her assassination in 1984. But in India, the city also has a prominent place in history for another reason, a reason some say has renewed relevance today. NPR's Philip Reeves has been there. He filed this report.
Bapu Shingara Singh is an angry man. We've interrupted his afternoon nap. We found him lying on a rope bed beside a mustard field by his home on the edge of Amritsar. But the real reason he's angry is because he's been carrying around a painful piece of history in his head for 87 years. Singh talks of blood running like water, of bullets flying. Singh says he's more than 100 years old. When you look at his wrinkled, watering eyes and his huge white beard, that's perfectly possible. That would make him old enough to have witnessed what the Indians called the Jallianwala massacre. This was an atrocity committed by an occupying army, not for once in the Middle East, but here, only a few miles from Singh's home. Singh says he was there. The soldiers came towards us, he says, and just started firing. He pulls up the sleeve of his left arm and shows off a bullet wound. In 1919, just after the First World War, a British general, Reginald Dyer, ordered his forces to open fire on a large crowd of unarmed Indians. He was trying to put down an uprising, which he and others feared could bring about an end to British rule in India. But, says Ashok Sethi, a member of an old Amritsar family, Dyer's actions massively backfired.
This triggered the Quit India movement. This triggered the revolutionaries in India. This brought about the independence in India. That this was the last nail in the coffin of the Britishers.
Sethi's a journalist. He says he was the first to write about Singh. He believes the old man's story.
Yeah, I have no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Singh has been honoured by India's president as one of the only, and perhaps the only, surviving witness of the massacre. Though half his age, Sethi shares Singh's sense of outrage.
The psyche of that massacre continues to be ingrained in my mind, in the core of my heart, in the deepest genes of my body, that I still get horrified to learn that here a general fired at the innocent unarmed Indian.
Most of the world has forgotten about the Amritsar massacre, or sees it as distant history, an event as remote as the Treaty of Versailles, signed in the same year. But the attitude of Indians to it is a reminder that such atrocities don't just fade away, and that today's traumatic events, for instance in Iraq, will be remembered there for generations to come. Just ask Suniti Gogia. She's travelled here to Amritsar from the city of Mumbai, hundreds of miles away. She's come to visit this park, a memorial built in the middle of town on the site of the massacre to commemorate the dead, who officially number 379, although other estimates are much higher. You can still see the bullet holes in the walls and look down the well where some of the terrified crowd perished. They jumped down it to escape the gunfire. Plenty of children are among the visitors. Here, history is being passed on. Suniti Gogia's brought her 18-year-old boy, Nachiket.
He's my son. We brought him particularly because we have visited this place. But I wanted my son to see this place and pay respect.
For her, keeping alive the memory of the massacre is vital.
How can you forget such a big thing? You must not. But at least you pay respect. Even if you have forgotten, you pay respect. Whatever has happened, because you cannot undo it. So just pay respect and see, pray God that this thing should not happen in future.
Paresh Gaikwad is standing by a fountain taking in the atmosphere.
This is one of the places where you can actually feel what was the condition and what was happened in that time.
It's evidently an emotional moment for him, but he says it's not about anger.
No, I'm not angry. what the Britishers do and what these Indians do, that was the demand of time. I'm not angry.
But Bapu Shingara Singh is. 87 years on, he's still very angry about what he says he saw. And he says the sight on this day of a foreigner with a microphone, a Britisher to boot, is bringing it all flooding back. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.